Good evening and welcome to another podcast by Adam Jaffrey. It is the 25th of August 2011, and the topic of conversation today is, I guess, a little bit topical. We're talking about Apple Incorporated, the company. The reason this is topical is because today, or yesterday in the States, the Wednesday it was announced, former CEO Steve Jobs has just recently announced his retirement as the CEO of Apple Computers, and he will stay on as the chairman of the board of directors and be quite involved in the future product strategy for the company. I'd like to say this is a surprise for the tech community, but it's not really, considering that Steve has been on a leave of medical absence for the past 6 months or so, and has been, you know, not very prevalent in the media eye for quite some time. However, I'm not here to talk about Steve Jobs's presence or what value he adds to the company, because I don't feel that I can provide any great insight on that. But what I would like to talk to you about is Apple Computers, or not Apple Computers, Apple Incorporated as a company as a whole. So, being a marketer, a lot of the time we like to compare what we're doing or ideas that we have against what's happening out there in the industry. So, for example, we might compare our product strategy to another company, and we look at successes that other brands have had, and we try and replicate those, and replicate their strategy and their creative and their execution, and we look at failures and try and avoid those like the plague. So, obviously, Apple has been a very successful company over the past, you know, couple of years, and been increasingly successful. I mean, I constantly hear it all the time from marketers. Apple's doing this, Apple's doing that, so we should do this and we should do that. And I really want to get away from that way of thinking, because if you take nothing else away from this cast today, please remember this. Apple is an anomaly. They are different from everybody else in the market, and that is the reason they're so successful and they are so prominent, and they are the most valuable company in the world. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, they surpassed the achievement of being the company with the highest market capital in the world. So you have to realize that Apple is not what everybody is doing. And if you try and build your strategy upon what Apple does, you won't be successful. I mean, if you really think about it, Apple offers a pretty standard feature set with not much options for customization at a massively premium price. And they, for some reason, sell a crap load of units, and they are immensely popular, and they have a massive brand following. Now, I'm not here today to talk about why they are successful. I'm just pointing out how that logic is somewhat flawed, if you really look at it from a rational perspective. So, if you try and replicate that as a brand, you won't be successful. And I just want you to realize that Apple is the exception to the rule. And if you look at market trends and what's been successful in the market, there's plenty of other strategies and ways you can take your company, organization, or whatever, without actually focusing on the one outlier, which is Apple. They're sort of doing everything completely different to what everyone else is doing, and obviously that's been very successful for them, but that's not a logical step for you to take. So the lesson from today is: don't follow what Apple is doing in the broader scale. I'm sure they have little bits and pieces that you can take and use, which will probably be successful. But Apple is Apple, and no one else is Apple. And there is only room for one apple in the world. So keep that in mind, and remember that Apple is an anomaly. Thanks for listening. We'll speak to you next time.